My name is Ashka, and I work for St. Peter's Hospital in Chertsey. And I'm a specialist nurse, and I look after basically patients and hopefully stop them from getting blood clots.
Okay, and this is something that's quite common, isn't it, blood clots, you're saying?
Blood clots are quite common. Anybody who, for whatever reason, gets unwell and needs to stay in bed for, you know, a longer period of time can develop basically a blood clot. Or people who travel for long, you know, many hours, either in an airplane or in a car. There is obviously a higher group, you know, there's risk factors that are associated with blood clots. But I would urge everybody to basically go to Thrombosis UK, and there is a 2-minute animated video that gives you lots of information. And in fact, all you need to know, what you can do basically to reduce the risk of blood clots.
Is there anything that we could do? I mean, if you're going on a long plane journey, or, you know, something generally, anything we could do to, you know, reduce the risk of blood clots?
Yes, you need to make sure that you drink a lot. Don't worry if you have to get up and have frequent, you know, trips to the toilet. And also keep flexing your, you know, ankles, your feet, your ankles, because obviously it's not very practical to keep walking up and down. So keep moving your ankles, and that way, you know, your muscles are working and the blood flow is better.
Okay. And what do you do within the hospital to help patients and reduce that risk?
I keep going around and talking to patients to basically keep moving their feet in bed, making sure that they drink a lot, educate the staff, and basically generally just bring awareness about that.
Very important. And how long have you worked here at the hospital?
At the hospital since, let me think, it's coming up to 20-something years.
So, Gabby, you've probably seen lots of changes in the NHS over those years.
Yeah, there's been lots of changes. Yeah. But it's all change is good.
Yes, absolutely.
Because we want to improve things.
Absolutely, it's progress and things sort of, yeah, improving all the time. So for you, the NHS 75th birthday, what's the best thing about working for the NHS?
What's the best thing? Meeting lots of people from different backgrounds and sharing ideas and working together.
Absolutely, so important. Really important work you do. Can you mind if the website to go to if you want to find out more about a blood clot?
It's Thrombosis UK.
Hello, yeah, my name's Josh. I'm one of the registered managers for King's Lodge Care Centre, which is a care home that forms part of the group CHD Living. It's a care provider which is based in Surrey. We have 12 care homes within the group and 2 domiciliary branches. What we're currently doing is we're supporting St. Peter's Hospital with discharges for individuals that are potentially not ready to return back home yet, but are medically fit to be discharged from hospital. So we support up to 60 individuals across 3 of our homes within the organisation with up to 4 weeks worth of respite care whilst their situation is being assessed and hopefully then supported back into the community, into their own home.
Could you cover that all of Surrey?
Yep, so CHD Living is across the whole of Surrey. So we've got homes in Guildford, West Byfleet, Chertsey, Laleham, Hindhead and various places. The 3 services that are currently supporting with the block bed are Whitegate, which is based in Laleham, King's Lodge, which is based in West Byfleet, and Abbey Chase, which is based in Chertsey.
Why is it important for people to be in their own home?
Well, I think it's important to maintain as much independence as possible for as long as possible. I think it's important for people to have a sense of independence, as I say. So what we try to achieve is to make sure that they're in the best possible position to return back home and give them the support that they need following the discharge from hospital before returning back home.
And how much staff works for you?
So across the organisation we have hundreds of employees. It depends obviously on the service capacity. So King's Lodge has 43 or can support up to 43 individuals. So we have up to sort of 30 to 50 members of staff working at one time in our service. There's some smaller services in the group and some larger services, and then we've got the domiciliary care at home branches as well that support both in South Surrey and North Surrey.
How do we find out more?
We have the website, which is www.chdliving.co.uk, as well as if you search on various social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, search CHD Living, then you'll be able to find
us on
there.
Hello, I'm Jensen. I'm from the Employee Experience team at Ashford and St. Peter's, so I do bits of wellbeing, various other bits for staff benefits and offerings.
Yeah, I'm at the Wellbeing Hub. Can you tell me more about it?
So it was put in place in 2021, I believe, and it has a staff gym, a book swap system, place where staff can relax if they get the opportunity to, board games, etc. It's a great space for staff to just come and have some downtime and chill out.
And you've got table football here and a pool table. It's very, very nice down there. Is it used often?
Yeah, very often. Usually about lunchtime staff come around here. I'd imagine throughout the night as well, but obviously I'm not on site.
Why is this so an important thing for staff?
Well, I think it's great to have staff, give the opportunity for them to have a rest, focus on their own mental well-being and physical well-being, time to like chill out with.
How much time do they spend down here?
It can vary. It depends how long their break is. So I'd say usually about half an hour they come down here. It can be up to however long their break is, bring some food down here and just, have a quick nap if they get the time to.
How is it all funded?
I think it was through donations and just general trust money as well.
What's the best thing about working for the NHS?
I think it's just the togetherness of staff, the way staff treat you, the way staff talk to you. It feels like it's a great community, especially at Ashton and St. Peter's. I feel it's a great environment.
Hello, I am Sinead, and I look after the bank recruitments of all staff across both our sites at St. Peter's and Ashford Hospital.
Okay, and bank staff, I imagine, would be really important because obviously you've got to keep the services running, haven't you?
Yes, most definitely. We rely so heavily on bank, so they're a huge part of our staff pool.
So the bank staff, are they working directly for the trust? And
Yes, they're engaged with our trust, and it covers bank drivers, bank porters, bank admin and clerical, nurses, HCAs, midwives, everything you can think of, catering staff as well.
Okay. I mean, there's so much goes on in a hospital, so it's important to keep things running smoothly. What are the challenges you'll find at the moment with recruiting staff for the bank?
Well, we find that a lot of bank prefer part-time hours, but as you know, the NHS is 24/7, and we never close. So it's just finding people that can commit to more hours. That's what we're finding hard at the moment.
So what sort of people would be still suited to bank work? What sort of backgrounds are people coming from?
I would say, due to the vast majority of roles we have available, anyone really, because we have so many opportunities. If you don't want to do clinical, you can do something such as admin and clerical, or if you're more hands-on person, you can work in maintenance, portering, anywhere.
Do you find that some people may decide to join the trust as a bank member of staff and then, just kind of progress and become sort of full-time staff from that and progress their career?
Yes, I'm glad you asked that. We had a open day recently where we asked our bank staff to attend who would be interested in switching to substantive, and that was quite successful. We had quite a few people that have now switched from bank to permanent.
And that says a lot about, working for the NHS. I mean, it must be a really rewarding organisation to work for.
It is. I mean, I was here at Ashford and St. Peter's back in 2014 and I left and now I'm back again. So,
what was it that brought you back?
The people. It's the friendships you make, it's the teamwork, having the people there to fall back on. It makes a huge difference.
Yeah, so that's a rewarding job, but it's going to have its challenges and the emotional side of the nature of your work as well. So what support do you have for that as staff?
Well, our manager's great. I'm very fortunate. I've got managers I can go to about everything. We also have our wellbeing hub as well, and we have our mental health first aiders, which are a huge help to our staff.
Okay. So for you, 75 years of NHS, I know you've been involved with that for a number of years. What's the best thing about working for the NHS for you?
It would have to be the people I meet. Yeah. So that's the people I recruit from all walks of life and the people I work with as well.
And if somebody's thinking about a career in the NHS, I mean, what would you say to them?
Give it a go, definitely. Definitely give it a go.
I guess get in touch and have a chat. So how do we find out more?
You can go onto our website, our Ashford and St. Peter's website. We have a careers page there. And just follow the links and all the email addresses. And
brilliant. Well, good to talk to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.